Southeast Alaska residents are reveling in the warm, sunny May weather, but some cruise ship passengers are confused.
I was just going to say, I was expecting more snow and not realizing how temperate really it was.
And there's now snow on the ground. We expected at least 2 or 3 foot of snow.
But the snowless sidewalks aren't a big deal. Not for Floridian Martin Levinson, at least. Alaska, he says, there's nothing like it on Earth.
But I visited all the other 49 other states, so this is the last one. Save the best for last.
This is Levinson's 19th cruise, but he's never been to Skagway before. David Freeman and Denise Gunn from Victoria, B.C. are repeat visitors to Skagway.
We'll probably get to, is it the Purple Onion? The pub of the Red Onion? Yeah, we'll probably get to there.
This is their sixth time here.
No, Skagway is just beautiful. I really enjoy it. If Skagway wasn't on the itinerary, I probably wouldn't do it.
David and Denise head to the Red Onion on Broadway, and Eric Hawk from Alberta heads to the...
train ride. Choo-choo. Be a kid again.
It's quite an interesting operation to see moving so many people around. I mean, we haul over 400,000 passengers a year.
Tyler Rose is HR director at the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. The railroad takes passengers on scenic rides to destinations like Carcross and Fraser. It's also the biggest summer employer in Skagway, with 175 people working on the train, the gift shop, the ticket booth.
It's unreal. It really is. I mean, all the people coming in, it's almost like a homecoming. The shops open up. The ships start coming in. I know for the businesses, the cash registers start to ring.
Caribou and a buffalo burger. Okay, it'd be $27.20.
Bob Gibson is owner of the Barbecue Shack.
We do caribou burgers, caribou and elk and buffalo burgers. And in my baby back ribs, the meat will just fall right off the bone.
Bob just sold a couple burgers to Laura Everett and her husband. They're from England, and it's their first time in Alaska.
We've traveled, and we've done Juneau and Ketchikan and Skagway. And Skagway is just so beautiful. It's so pretty. The buildings are stunning.
Laura says they wanted to come to Alaska because they watch TV shows that take place here, like The Deadliest Catch and Ice Road Truckers.
We've seen it on television, but it just does not do it justice. It really doesn't. It's beautiful.
Laura says they're also enjoying learning about the history of Skagway, the gold rush days.
A man by the name of J.D. Stewart strolled into town with $2,800 worth of gold dust in his poke. Jeff's men were still riled up from the fourth. I guess they must have felt untouchable because they lured poor J.D. into Jeff's parlor and right into a trap.
Dun, dun, dun. Allison Graham plays Belle Davenport in the Days of 98 show, which she says is a mostly true story.
And it's a vaudeville-style show all about Soapy Smith and the events that led to his tragic demise at a shootout down on the pier on July 8, 1898.
Down the block from the Days of 98 show is a much different business, but one that you see all over the place in cruise ship ports, a jewelry store.
This is amethyst, and you can actually see it's still in rock form, so it hasn't been cut and polished.
Jennifer Ozuzun and her jeweler husband, Murat, own the local jeweler shop.
Are you feeling really excited about the start of the season?
Can you tell? I'm really excited. I waited 7 months for this. Yeah, and having your own, it's our baby, so it's a big deal.
Jennifer says she's been back and forth between Skagway for 8 years. Her friend, Letitia Moore, who works at the Milano jewelry store, says she feels drawn to Skagway. And apparently so do the cruise ships. According to the Skagway Visitors Bureau, there will be 402 port calls this summer. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Emily Files.